Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light-years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers. David has flung a mug at Richard, causing a severe contusion to his head and rendering him unconscious. It is not long before the security team, headed by Hans Sup, arrives on the scene.
What has been going on? Has the mug been thrown by David again? This is the 4th time this week. David, you can't behave like this. It is not right. You need to relax. Take a deep breath like so. And breathe out.
I'm sorry. Those mug handles just aren't as strong as they should be. Michelle, please have all mug handles stress tested immediately. Again, I am terribly sorry, Richard. What a horrible accident.
Now, don't you feel better? Guards, post a detail around this room. Nobody gets in or out.
Oh, my head. What happened? Am I in the Thargoid again? Oh, broken mug. Blood? Hans?
Hans is an ex-federal naval captain. He spent 25 years working his way up from the bottom in the Federation fleet. Retiring to Barnard Star, he found lazing around all day was not for him, and quickly got the job of Chief of Security on Barnard Station.
Yeah, I am Hans. We have to maintain a heavy security presence on this station. We like to think we are fair and light-handed, though. What are you doing? Put that evidence back before I whip your eyeballs and trunch in your sockets.
I was just sweeping up the mess.
Yeah, light-handed. We have to be fair with criminals, though. We process them for transportation to Ross 128. We had one in the other day, a Commander Stapler. Some Imperial schwein he was. I hate the Imperials! Your fancy fashion potsy panties! We will destroy you all!
Oh no, he's having one of his flashbacks again. Hans, it's okay, they're not here now, you're safe. They're...
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, Imperials are not welcome on this station. Although we have an embassy here, and their diplomats have to be tolerated. I don't trust them. Never have. Never will.
May is busy working in McThargoids, where the dinner time rush has just begun.
Thank you for eating at McThargoids. Have a lovely day.
Boss, Betty's frozen her tongue to the McStiffy machine.
Oh no, Betty, not again. How many times it says flick the switch to start? I'll get the Horace hot sauce.
May swallow to the medical bay.
Richard's wife May has heard about the latest incident. On the way to the medical bay, she meets Jack Sofalot coming off his shift.
Come on, these lifts are always so slow. Finally.
Hey up, May. Fancy meeting you here. I was just on my way to dinner. Do you fancy joining me and getting your nashes round summat meaty?
I'm sorry, I can't. Not today.
Hey, what's the matter, love? Is it that stupid husband of yours again? I swear, I don't know what you ever saw in that one.
It's Richard. That damn monster David Bruin has thrown a mug at his face. He's all cut up and he's got a slight concussion.
I couldn't have happened to a nicer person.
Oh, you. I know Richard isn't the best husband, but he is my husband.
I could treat you so much better, mate. That'd be my special cargo handled with care. I tell you what, why don't you meet me in the Thargoid? It's karaoke night, and we can have a few drinks, maybe a song before the last shuttle leaves. It'll take your mind off things for a while.
Oh, that would be delightful. I've not had a nice night out in ages. I'm sure Richard won't mind.
Well, that's a date then, love. I'll catch you later. Give the Dick a big squeeze from me.
Oh, you know he hates being called Dick. Well, this is my floor. See you, Jack.
I'll see you later, mate. One day.
Barnard's station, Medical Bay, is run by Minerva. Nobody knows her other names, although she does appear to be as old as the station itself. When May arrives, Richard is sat up in bed, with a bandage around his head.
Well, as you can see, he took most of the force of the mug on his forehead. We had to remove several shards, but he should be good to return to work in an hour or so. He was lucky it didn't hit his eyes or nose.
So, you're all right, dear? Here, let me plump up your pillow. You got enough water? Need something to eat? I can get you a MacThargoy's meal to take away if you want.
Stop fussing, woman. I was perfectly fine. Oh, brilliant. No, I'm itchy.
The last guy we had in from David was itchy too. Wasn't till we took an x-ray we found out why.
Oh my goodness, was it serious?
Well, it could have been. David hadn't realised the trouble it set up home in the mug he chose to insert, well, let's just say in a vital passageway. We've not seen the patient since. Apparently he relocated to Reichwad, something about it being a lot safer, and suddenly having a unique skill set for smuggling.
So Richard will be all right then?
Well, he might have a bit of a headache.
I'm used to having a headache with her around.
Oh, you. Can't you ever just be nice? Oh, is that the time? I have to get to work. I'm going out tonight to the Thargoid. It's karaoke night and Jack said he would take me.
Oh, I bet he did.
Well, I don't care what you think. I need a night out now and again and you never take me anywhere.
But Jack's a nasty piece of work. He only wants to see the inside of your onesie.
Jack is a lovely man and he knows how to treat a woman, unlike someone I could mention.
Fine. Enjoy your night out with Jack, but I'll be keeping a close eye on you, don't worry. I'll be in the Thargoid after my shift, and if I see any hanky-panky, I'll be handling Jack Sophalot with care.
Richard!
And no Finn Gerin either.
The Barnard Star Research and Development Team are responsible for all the upgrades to the station. Everything from the station's defences to traffic flow statistics are scrutinised for improvements that can be made. Newton Celsius and his partner Kelvin Fahrenheit are working on the latest station defence mechanism.
As you are no doubt aware, this station is susceptible to attack at any moment. Only last week that Commando Yan was in here shooting away on innocent traders, and the complaints we received went through the roof. So, the defense of this station is of absolute importance.
Yeah, we have been working on many prototypes, and we are ready to test version 4 of our ultimate defense mechanism. The switch here will engage the mechanism.
Well, it's very simple. It works by realigning all the atoms and then compressing them into an infinitely small space, jiggling them up and down a bit, and well, how about we give you a demonstration?
Oh yeah, that would be good. Okay, commencing station defense. In 5, 4, 3, 2...
At the same moment, over in docking control, Richard, having received the all-clear from Minerva, has now returned to work. Sean is glad to see his partner return, but notices the cuts on his face.
Proceed to Bay 13. Bay 13. Have a nice day.
Blimey, Charlie, what happened to you?
Oh, just David in one of his violent swings. It's all right now, they've removed most of the mug from my face.
Well, you can give me a hand here. I've enough ships outside the station for this to be declared a Strawberry Fast Lane. It's flowing slower than Susan Boyle's bowels after a pizza and pasta party.
Oh, nice. Okay, who's up first?
Alpha 843, this is Barnard Star Docking Control. Please upload a copy of your cargo manifesto for customs.
Hey, Sean. What would you do if your other half went out with another man for a night out?
Lacon Trader Lesbian 883, you're cleared for docking. Please proceed to Bay 40.
You two really need to get together. If I were you, I'd be all over May. She's gorgeous and she's a good girl. She needs a good time. She's not going to go with anyone else, though. May's not that tight.
Thank you for docking at Barnard Star Station. Have a nice day, Commander.
Yeah, just uploading my inventory now. Just bringing in some energy drinks today, lads. Ah, good old purple pecker up. Can't beat a can or two. Hey, hello!
This is Flight Lesbian 883. I seem to have lost visual on the station.
This is Flight RS-452. Confirm loss of visual. I was just about 3 feet off the bloody bay.
Where the hell did it go?
I have no f***ing idea. Calling Barnard Station. Come in, bastards.
And now, we return to the research team to see how the defense system test is going.
And as you can see, the entire station is now completely invisible. Of course, it's not without its side effect.
Yeah, we never seem to be able to put it back in exactly the same place.
Unfortunate as that is, it's an ultimate defense, yes? Let's turn it off before we drain the power grid again.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to be responsible for another zero-G incident.
Back in docking control, Richard and Sean seem to be oblivious to the station's disappearance, or its problematic sudden reappearance.
Shit! Back! Back! I'm gonna crash! I'm gonna crash too! Yunde! Yunde! Ejaculating! Oh, now you want help? Why didn't you listen for the last 5 minutes when I was telling you where to dock? I think all that purple pecker up has gone to your head, mate. Well, too late now. Please pay a fine of 10,000 credits for damage to the station wall. Have a nice day.
What a stupid ass.
Lacon L883. Barnard Star to Lacon L883.
Oh, I hate it when they do this request permission to dock. And then they turn round in hyperspace out of here. What are we, invisible or something? Complete waste of our time.
I'll tell you what, tonight we'll go down the Thargoid. I'll try and talk to May, find out what she's thinking.
She's thinking of oil and leather.
Eagle E-33, your request to dock has timed out. Please try again later.
Bloody Eagle keeps on pressing the request dock button.
Eagle E-33, warning, you are now trespassing in the station. Please withdraw or face lethal response.
Blimey, she has put you in a dark mood. Best not take it out on the pilots, though.
I suppose you're right.
Eagle E-33, you have been assigned Bay 5. Proceed to Bay 5.
Oh, bugger! I just pressed a lethal response button by accident!
I'll just put trespassing down on the form then, shall I?
Sorry, Sean. My mind's not on the job at the moment. Excuse me while I get an energy drink. That usually brings me round.
It better, Ed. That cruise ship's making its monthly visit this evening.
The Barnard Station dockers have a challenge this evening, as the independent cruise liner Willys attempts to dock. The cruise liner is a Beluga-class ship, and almost fills the docking port with a few metres to spare. During the docking process, every movement must be monitored extremely carefully.
I see Willys on the radar, clearing a path and preparing bays 5, 6 and 7 for docking.
This is traffic control. All inbound and outbound flights are directed to standard holding positions. Please remain in the holding position. Inbound cruise liner Willys has been given Class 1 priority docking. Repeat, Class 1 priority docking. Any ship straying from the assigned holding position may be met with lethal force. I repeat, lethal force may be used against anyone not giving way to Willys.
Yeah, we get a few of these types of ships pass through here. All going on tours of the Sol system. I suppose everyone has to tour the Sol system at least once in their lifetime. It's where we came from, after all.
I went on the tour last year. There was quite an incident near Saturn,
We ended up stuck in Uranus for a week.
I see, Willies. You are cleared for approach at 10 meters per second. Take it slow now.
I always sweat a little with these ships.
These ships are a bugger to dock. There's as little as a foot either side of the docking port, and everything must be coordinated perfectly in order to get him into the station.
Willies, please change heading 0.5 degrees port side and thrust down 1.5 meters. Slowly now. Bit faster. Faster again. No. Slower. Yes, that's it. Keep going. Yes, that's it. Come on, you're almost there. Yes. Yes. Yes, come on, you can do it. Straighten up, Willies. That's spot on. Keep on coming. Yes, that's it. Yes. Yep. Yep. Yes. You're in.
The problem with docking these ships is a huge queue builds up inside and outside the station, which can lead to pilot frustration and impatience.
The docking bays are in front of you. Thank you for docking at Barnard Star Station. Have a nice day, Commander.
The independent cruise liner Willies is now preparing to disembark its many passengers and to start its refueling process. All the passengers must first clear customs, where Finn Gering and Doug Kittout are waiting patiently to process the long line of visitors.
Come along, come along. Right, who have we here? Frankly, Anal. Anything to declare? No? Looks good. Next.
Who are my lover? You can't bring that lar animal on station, love. Oh, but he's a darling. Oh, go on.
Doug.
But no letting him off the leash.
Doug! You can't let animals into the station. Doug. Oh, never mind. Name? Rex Bottoms. Can you walk over there, please? Okay. Remove any metal and any foreign objects.
Oh, we're in the war of metal ribs.
They all say that, sir. If you would just follow my colleague over there.
Can you come this way? Yes. Into that booth. We have to perform a body scan.
Look, I'm not carrying anything illegal, I told you. It's a war thing.
Whoa, look at that. Whoa, what I'm seeing should be illegal. Can you stand sideways? Okay, hands on your head. That's fantastic. Smile. Yeah, that's perfect. Now, bend over. Whoa. You're fine, my lover. All done. Next.
The day shift has finished, and David Brubin and his assistant, Michel Boots, are having a late dinner together at McThargoid's, a chance to relax and talk station business without any interruptions.
Well, the profits are up today. That cruise liner really helped this month. We have one minor incident with the Asp.
David Brubin to security. David Brubin to security.
Oh, for fuck's sake, can a man not get his lips around a couple of Thargoid salty nuggets without having some fucking idiot ruining it? I've not even bloody started on the McStiffy yet. Michelle, wait here. You might as well take my McStiffy before it goes soft. Fucking bastard, stupid ass interfering with my bloody dinner. If I find out who the fuck it is, I shall ring his bloody...
Working for David is a challenge. It always has been. But I just love the man. His jumpers are always unknitted and always a perfect fit. The way his thinning air ruffles in the air conditioning. And he is so passionate. Everything he does is with passion in his heart. Sorry, I have to take this. Sorry, sir. I mean your imperious majesty. Sir, I will be right there.
The station security office is a small and friendly area. Hans keeps it in good order, with everything lined up with almost military attention.
I don't understand what I've done wrong. All I'm trying to do is help the passengers.
Finn. You can't go around with no clothes on in the docking bay and customs. Just because you like it doesn't mean the passengers do. We got a difficult situation on our hands now.
Right, you b****ers! What the f*** was my f***ing dinner interrupted for?
Finn was stripping off during the strip searches. Again.
F***ing Finn! Again! Ah, oh, Finn. Sit down. Nice to see you. Nice you could make it with your clothes on. Now, I'll make an announcement to the passengers and hopefully they're willing to drop any charges. Do you have anything to say about your behaviour?
Well, I was only trying to relax the passengers. Nothing wrong with being naked. They complained about being nervous, so I thought if I join them, they will have nothing to worry about.
Nothing? Nothing to worry about? The passengers out here, Finn going in their faces, waving his bits at them. You f***ing stupid idiot. Fortunately for you, we don't have anyone else with a federal customs licence.
Well, really, I don't see the problem.
Don't see the problem? Ah! Why, you little shit, come here!
What the hell, Tim, is a car break? Let me go of me.
The next time I hear about you taking your f***ing clothes off in front of the f***ing passengers, I'm going to turn you into a eunuch using a broken mug, do you hear? You've got a 3-day suspension without pay. I hope you f***ing realise that I'm going to have to work f***ing customs for you while you sit at home. Right, you can go now, but I swear I'm keeping my eye on you. Hans, escort this pleb back to his quarters. He's not to leave the station or his accommodation for 3 days. Understand?
Ja, sir. Finger in. This way, please. Hop, zwei, drei, vier. Hop, zwei, drei, vier. Hop, zwei.
It is evening, and Jack is waiting for May outside the Thargoid and Ferdinand's. The sound of karaoke spills from the busy bar. The Thargoid has many themed nights, and tonight's karaoke is being hosted by Agent P, a long-standing regular and a federal health inspector. He is singing the first song of the evening.
We all are women, not sure how we breathe yet. Maybe one day I'll understand.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Thargoid and Ferdlands. Happy hour at the bar is just starting, so why not get a drink and get a song? Go and sing along with Pete.
Hello, Jack. Sorry I'm late. Betty stuck her tongue to the McStiffy machine. We had to use Daiso Devil sauce to get it off. She should be all right now.
Hey up, May. I got us a booth in the corner. Would you like something to drink?
Ooh, I'll have a spinning cobra, please. I hope it comes with one of them little umbrellas. I love them.
Sven. Aye. A bottle of Jank's for me and a spinning cobra for the lady.
Oh, this is great. I've not had one of these in years. I'll probably get quite tipsy.
That deserves it, May. You should get out more. A good-looking lass like you shouldn't spend all your time indoors.
Meanwhile, in docking control, Tara has clocked in for the night shift. Richard and Sean are getting ready to go to the Thargoid and Ferdinand's bar.
Anything good happened today?
Yeah, some asp smashed into the station.
That's been happening a lot recently. People keep complaining they can't see the station. How can you miss a big-ass mother of a station floating in space? Guess I'll never know.
Talking about having your asp smashed, what you doing Friday, Tara? Fancy a night out? I know all the good places, sweetie.
Sean, from what I hear, you struggled to smash the fire alarm glass last month. Besides, if I wanted to hear hours and hours of worthless babble, I'd listen to Lave Radio. Anyhow, best get to it before Captain Ignoramus starts bleeping at me.
I'd bleep you all day. Night, sweet cheek. See you in the morning.
You just keep taking those diet pills, Sean. One day they might stop you being thick in the head, too.
Come on, you. I need to see what Jack's up to with my missus.
The Thargoid and Ferdinand's is heaving at the seams as more people finish their shifts. The drinks are flowing and the gossip is spreading. Richard and Sean struggle to make their way to the bar.
Sven? Oh, come on, I was here before that. But, Sven?
Let me try.
Sven, honey?
Yes, I'll have 2 bottles of Jenks, please.
How? What?
Let's just say Sven and I have an understanding. Look, there's May and Jack. They look like they're having a good time.
I swear if he lays as much as a used luggage label on her...
Hey, Doug! Doug! Over here! Hey, where's Finn tonight?
Don't ask. He's got 3-day suspension for stripping.
Again? I wish I had the nerve he has.
She's got her hand on his shoulder.
Who has? Oh, May. Looks like they're having a good time over there. I don't think I've ever seen her laughing before. Jack's harmless. And she's happy.
Too bloody happy.
Hey, Richard, Richard, Richard! Don't do anything stupid.
Too late!
Oh, for f**k's sake. Not the 4D pool cue. Oh, Jesus, Richard. That's not physically possible. Oh, it is. It is.
Oh, that hurts.
What's Jack doing? Oh, that pool ball is going to need some removing.
Watch out! Barstool!
Minerva's got to work it out. Oh, bloody hell, now everyone's at it. Call hands up.
You've been listening to Episode 2 of Dockers, a Onesie Hole production, written and produced by Grant Woolcott and Simon Winard. The part of Richard Swallow was played by Colin Ford, with Helen Flossie Lister as May Swallow, Ben Edelweiss Moss Woodward as Jack Sofalot, Rory Scarlett as Sean Iswilly, Gwen Beale as Tara Hyman, Robbie Wrongway Lister as Finn Gerin, Ian Phillips as Doug Kittout, Keith Oss Wilkins as David Brubin, and Jack Weaver as Michelle Boots. With additional voices by Gwen Beale, Acrobat, and Psycho Cow. The part of the narrator was played by me, Ian Jan Norman. Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.